Mm-hmm. Airport, please.
Great. Which country? Where are you headed to?
I'm going to...
The culture, that's include everything. The food, the languages.
I love variety of local diets.
They are very, very kind people.
Friendly.
Very disciplined people.
And hospitable.
I love nature. It's full of varieties. It contains Sahara, jungle, lakes, rivers, coasts.
The highway, Chalus, very beautiful. The Caspian Sea, beach.
Kish.
Mashhad is very beautiful. Holy city.
I like handcrafts, more especially pots.
Chiseling.
I love the food very much.
Like
korma sabzi.
Chulu kebab.
Iran, your attractive destination.
In the name of God, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate, dear listeners, welcome to the 206th weekly episode of the series Iran, Your Attractive Destination. Today we introduce the city of Firuzku. Stay tuned. An ancient historical land nestles on the foothills of Alborz mountain range. This ancient land is home to several eye-catching hills, fresh springs, beautiful plains and rocks, which capture the attention of every newcomer. In the previous episodes, we became familiar with the cities of Tehran province. Today, we get to know the city of Firuzku, which is host to thousands of tourists in the summer season. Given the mountainous geographical position of the city of Firuzku, this city has a long cold season and a cold climate. This city is located at an altitude of 2,147 meters above the sea level and maintains a diverse climate and a diverse range of flora. In this city, one can witness the permanently snow-tipped altitudes and a relatively warm climate in the summer season. Appropriate rainfall, permanent glaciers, and a large number of springs have led to creation of several rivers and creeks across this region, while ample water sources have shaped evergreen locations throughout this city. Firuzku Rud River is considered to be the lifeline of the city. This river originates from Shahmirzad Mountains. Next to the existing rivers in this region, there are a number of mineral water springs which are fresh and pristine and have remedial effects. These springs are host to scores of tourists who travel to this region for treatment of rheumatism, kidney stones, and skin diseases. Several villages have been shaped next to these springs. Among the beautiful villages of the city of Firuzku, one can refer to Varasharan and Arjomand. The villages, which are located on the banks of Firuzku Rud River, maintain an intact and astonishing nature. The village of Simindasht is the last rural region on the banks of the river, which enjoys a moderate climate in the summer season and is en route the summer and winter quarters of regional nomads. The nomads migrate to Firuzku in summer. Meanwhile, animal husbandry and agriculture are the economic mainstays in the regional villages. Firuzku is home to countless meadows. The ample rain and snowfall and appropriate climate have led to formation of fertile farmlands in this region. Meanwhile, the marshlands and natural green areas within valleys or next to rivers and creeks have turned this region into a popular tourist destination. Several orchards and farmlands are located next to Firuzku Rud River due to presence of ample water sources. Moreover, medical herbs and traditional plants grow in the region. Firuzku is en route Tehran-Gorgan Railroad. The railroad has in turn led to development of horticulture and agriculture in the region. This is because thanks to this railway, farmers easily deliver their products to the consuming markets. The apricot, walnut, pear, sour cherry, mulberry, peach, grape, almond, and apple trees bear fruits in this region within appropriate seasons.
Thank you.
One of the main routes which linked Tehran to northern Iran is Firuzkuh Road. According to ancient writings, Firuzkuh has always been the scene of battles between the rulers and rebels throughout the course of history. The city of Firuzkuh is at a 135-kilometer distance from Tehran and a 90-kilometer distance from the city of Damavand, and is situated next to the remains of the well-known Firuzkuh Castle. The historian Hamdullah Mostofi notes that the city of Firuzkuh had four gateways. Overall, based on historical narrations, the city of Firuzkuh existed prior to 5th century AH. Today, upon the construction of new roads which have replaced the ancient roads, the city of Firuzkuh has experienced significant progress. It is interesting to know that several historical monuments are located in different districts of Firuzkuh, some of which display the age-old and historical identity of the region. Some of the most beautiful historical works of the region are a number of engraved inscriptions situated in a gorge referred to as Vashi Gorge in the northwestern corner of Firuzkuh. These engravings are located on rocks looming over the river and display a number of topics such as hunting sites and hunting tools. These engravings belong to Qajarid era. There are also scenic landscapes across this region. There are several caves in the mountainous regions of Firuzkuh, including Rudafshan Cave in the vicinity of Rudafshan village. This cave is situated en route the path of mountaineers which aim to ascend pinnacles across the region. One of the important features of the cave is the huge temperature difference in and out of this cave in summer. In fact, in midsummer season, this cave remains chilly. The ceiling of the cave is covered with limestones, which are hanging in the form of icicles, the height of some of which is 20 meters. It is noteworthy that some of the exits of this cave remain unknown. One of the other tourist attraction sites of Firuzkuh is Gaduk Canyon, which mostly remains foggy throughout the year. The sudden climate change cannot be predicted. In the meantime, one side of the canyon is mountainous with a moderate climate, while at lower altitudes there are green landscapes and citrus fruit orchards. This canyon is a top destination for ecotourists.